tell you, it's the 29th day of August, 2021. Hurricane, what's the name of that? Ida. Headed up, be hitting the East Louisiana coast this afternoon. Sometime the outer parts of that thing is already in Louisiana. And it will go northeastward according to their predictions. And will be coming right up the Mississippi line, the center of it. We'll be getting the east side of it. So tonight, tomorrow, hold on to your caps or your hats. And may the Lord have mercy on us and see us through this storm that's coming. It's supposed to hit as a Category 4, which is nothing like Katrina, and it's certainly not anything like Camille. Some of them youngins on the back don't know anything about Camille. That was in 1969, wasn't it, Pappy? 200-mile-an-hour winds when it hit the coast of Mississippi. So we'll be praying for each other, and if you need me, call me. And I've got generators to go fix when I get out of here, including my own, but other people's, elderly folks and sick people that can't seem to get theirs going, and they may need them to keep their freezers and refrigerators and whatnot going. So 1 Peter chapter 2, and let's read from verse 7. We won't read all 10 verses today. Verse 7, our time will probably be a little short today. So let's start at verse 7. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed or rejected, that's what that word means, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now hath obtained mercy. What wonderful words for God's people. Our Father, we thank you for the reading of your word this morning, and what a blessing it is to read your holy word. And what a blessing it is, O Father, that we're able, by the righteousness of Christ and the robe of righteousness of the Lord Jesus, which we wear, that makes it possible for us to come into the heavenly holy of holies to approach thee with our petitions. Bless the reading of your word now in the hearers' ears, and even those that it goes out to in all parts of the world through sermon audio, and God bless them. Help us this day, O Lord. Help your word to be spread and the gospel of the truth to be preached. We ask it in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. While I was watching the weather this morning, they quit showing 24/7 or every minute of the weather, and there was a preacher come on from First Baptist Church. Forgot the name of the town. I'm sure it was a Mississippi town, I'm guessing. He was preaching the gospel. He was preaching against sin. I couldn't believe it. I thought, really? It must be a small town. But thank God that he was preaching the gospel. He was preaching against sin, like this scripture is talking about, whereunto also they were appointed, to those that be disobedient to the word of God, a rock of offense. They're offended by the gospel. They're offended by the truth of God's word. I had an opportunity this week to be around my aunt. And believe it or not, I held my tongue about the women speaking in church. I held my tongue. And we got along well. Did talk about the scripture some, but was not the day. It'll come. It'll come when the Lord sees fit. But ye are a chosen generation, the scripture says there in verse 9. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous lights. Now, brethren, that's how we're supposed to live. That's who we are. We're separate. We're a peculiar people. We're peculiar, meaning different than the world. The world lives worldly. They have no concern for what the Scripture says. They have no concern about the commandments of God living a holy life. It does not matter to them what the book says. Read the book! And that's the reason our nation is in the shape it is today. Because they refuse to read the book. They refuse to keep the commandments of God. And you can start in Genesis and shortly into Genesis, I mean shortly, you'll begin to see God's judgment upon ungodly people. Even with the flood. We talked about it last week. This is part 3 of the coming judgment of God. Let me, so Sister Kay will have it, she does, but the judgment to come on false/lying preachers. Part 3. We didn't finish last week. I got to chasing rabbits and we'll try to finish this week. Our nation is in a pitiful shape because they refuse to read the Word of God and they refuse to keep the Word of God. They do not believe the Word of God anymore. There's only a small remnant scattered like we here. Thank God my children are here today. At least 2 of them. And their families, all 6 of them. I'm picking at my son-in-law. That's what he texted me. I texted him this morning and asked him. He said, yeah, all 6 of us. I thought, they have somebody to spend the night with? Maybe somebody else is coming. I thank the Lord my children are here. My little grandsons and my little granddaughter. And if she don't shut up, I'm going to come back there and whoop her. She'll say, was Granddad talking to me? Our nation is in a pitiful condition because we will not keep God's commandments. Just look at us. Now, let's turn. I'm not going back over the last 2 Sundays. We read Jude, the first 8 or 9 verses of Jude, 8 verses last week. And then we got to chasing some rabbits and didn't get no further than that. We have read in Genesis 13, Romans 9, 2 Peter 2. 1-9. We have read 1 Peter chapter 2, 4-8, and some other scriptures. But for time's sake, we're going to Jeremiah chapter 23 this morning so that we can get the gist of. Now, I was going to go into the history of the prophets this morning because Isaiah comes first in the prophets, and then Jeremiah, and then Ezekiel. Jeremiah was actually first. Isaiah come later. But because of the gospel-like preaching that Isaiah did, for some reason, they put Isaiah first in the Scriptures. But he was not first in time. Jeremiah was, and Ezekiel, and they were there during the captivity by the Babylonians, Nebuchadnezzar, when he come and took them captive. And if you begin to read Jeremiah, you will figure that out along the way as you go through. Jeremiah, you'll realize that this is when they were taken captive during Jeremiah's prophesying and preaching the gospel to them. And in the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, there's some very interesting things that America needs to hear. Well, the world needs to hear, because they've all gone to hell in a handbasket. Because they won't read the book. Me and my wife at night are reading in 1 Kings right now. And if you want some interesting reading, start reading. Well, you actually ought to start in 1 Samuel and read all the way through, because it's actually called the Books of the Kings. Even 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings by the old folks were called the Books of the Kings. But it's a very wonderful reading, and you'll get such an education about the Old Testament and the prophets and the kings and how Israel suffered because of ungodly people. And like churches and this nation is suffering today because of ungodly people. I'd love to stop at places like the store and introduce myself and start talking to people. You're amazed, and I hope you do that. You, as being Christian people of all, ought to be witnessing and testifying, and just all they got to do is say, "How you doing?" Well, that just opened the door for you to start testifying and preaching the gospel to them. And that fellow that I talked to this week at the store, he's like most other people that I run into. They always respond mostly the same way. "I've never heard preaching like that. Where do you preach?" First thing he asked me was, "Are y'all hard shell?" No, we're not hard shell. I said, "We had been a Southern Baptist church for a long time until they told us we couldn't fly the Confederate flag anymore in our cemetery or at our church." And I said, "We got a lot of soldiers that fought in the Confederate war for the South buried in our cemetery. And we will continue to fly the Confederate flag over those graves." So we quit them. Now we're independent Baptists. And we just believe what the Word says. Whatever the book says, we believe it. We believe the whole truth from the beginning to the end. We don't take out one particular verse and hound on it. We don't try to. We want the whole truth of the gospel from the beginning to the end. Not taking out a little piece here and there and twisting the gospel to where it's not the gospel anymore. "Woe be unto the pastors," verse 1, chapter 23 of Jeremiah. "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not visited them." And I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them. Now, you have to pay attention while you read. What did he say? He's blaming the pastors, which some people say were the magistrates, the princes, the kings, that were actually held responsible for feeding them physically food, taking care of them, and providing safety for them in Israel. Not preachers, because it takes them up in verse 9. It takes the preachers up in verse 9, the priests and prophets. So, either way, it says pastors here, and pastors feed the sheep spiritually. So, you take it either way you want it. But pay attention to what he's saying. The first few verses here, he says the pastors have... Ye have scattered my flock and driven them away and not visited them. They allowed, meaning the princes and the kings and the people, didn't protect my people. They let Assyria come in and destroy them and haul them away. And then they let the Babylonians come in. You remember when the king invited the Babylonians and said, come look at my treasures in the temple of God. And all the gold and every... Well, idiot, you might as well have called a bunch of crackheads out of Jackson, Mississippi and told them, come look at all my guns and everything that I have. Well, yeah, they were coming back. And they did. They did. And what they didn't kill, they towed it away. And all the gold, they even melted down the gold that they couldn't peel off the walls and the doors and the post, and toted it all away. He said, you have done this to my people. But then there, he says in verse 3, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them. He blames the pastors for it. In other words, I used you lying preachers, you false prophets. I used you because you were ordained to that abomination. Because I had an ungodly people that followed you, that listened to you, and would not follow the word of God. I don't care what the governor says. I don't care what the president says. I don't care what them lying, no good sons of in Washington, D.C. say. What does the word of God say? And that's what you better follow. What does the word of God say? Now they tell me, matter of fact, I've been sending out emails, or trying to. Most of the recipients are not getting them. Sent them to my son. He probably didn't get them. I get a warning sign on my computer that says that I have been tagged as a terrorist. Because I'm telling people, don't take the shots. Terrorized. I've been listed as a terrorist. And they tell me that they're coming to our houses now to give us the shot. Can you imagine? Really? Do you think so? You think you come into my house in Smith County, 247-540-1, Raleigh, Mississippi. Come on! Can you imagine? Really? I can't imagine the Smith County Sheriff coming with them. I don't believe he'd do such a thing. This is where we've come to. We are supposed to be a nation where the people that we send to Washington are ruled by us, the people. But now it has become communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, where they rule us and tell us how much water we can use in our toilets to flush it. Really, there is a law that says that. And all other kind of things where they, because you're too stupid. You backwoods, hillbilly, rednecks are too stupid to know how to tend to your own children and your own selves. We'll have to tell you, and you're going to have to take the shot. Right. Right. They can say what they want. I live by the book. I live by this book. And God said, I drove you out. Verse 3, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds. Whoo, that's good stuff. You have to remember that word, folds. And behold, I will visit. Wait. I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. You ever heard that word, folds, before? Let's see if I wrote that scripture down. Let's see. I remember it. I can almost quote it off the top of my head. Oh, yeah. John chapter 10 and verse 16, the Lord Jesus. He uses that same word, foals. It's good to study the word. When you see a word that kind of stands out and it makes you think, what's he talking about? I'll gather together in verse 3. I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. Well, what is a fold? He's talking about the sheep. Sheep comes in folds and they feed in the pastures that the Lord has provided for them. And in John chapter 10 and verse 16, Jesus said, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. That's just good stuff. I mean, John chapter 10 is one of the best in the scriptures, and they're all delightful and wonderful and to be heeded by. But my goodness, John chapter 10. We'll come back to it if we get time. Now back to 23. Jeremiah 23. They shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Now, I don't know what you think. Some people think he's talking about when he brings them back from the Babylonian captivity and he brings them back to Jerusalem. That don't jihad with what he's saying here. Because all of them didn't come. And they wasn't fruitful and increased when they got back. They hugged it. If you remember, just read the scriptures where they came back from the Babylonian captivity and see what happened to them when they got back. That don't jihad. It sounds more like to me, he's talking about when the Lord Jesus comes, I'll have a shepherd that'll feed them. And they'll be fruitful. And they'll increase like we are today. You say, well, it don't look like we're very fruitful and increasing, preacher. Oh, yes, we are. Are you not increasing? Day by day? Prayer by prayer? Word by word that you read? Does the Spirit of God not enlighten you and fill you with His Word so that you understand and you see things that the world cannot see? because the world cannot understand. They can read this book and never understand, but as you read, you're given light that you can see because you've been born again by the Spirit of the living God and it lives within you. That's what he's talking about. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. Now you tell me who he's talking about. I will raise unto you a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Hear me, people. Justice is about to come upon this nation. You can count on it. Justice is about to come upon the United States of America. Prepare yourselves. Board up your little piece of property. Look, I went yesterday to the grocery store. He went to the little ones out at Raleigh and McGee. And I asked them, I said, are y'all having a going out of business sale here or what? Your shelves are empty. They said, well, two things. He said, people are going mad crazy because the storm's coming and they're buying up everything that they can put their hands on. And he said, two, because of the COVID virus, and because people are paying more, the government is paying people more to be unemployed than it is to work, there's no people to load the trucks at the warehouses so that we can get what we've ordered. He said, and that's the problem. Judgment is coming upon this nation. What will you do when there's no milk? And there's no eggs at the grocery store. What will you do? When there's no turnip greens and mustard greens and broccoli, what will you do? I'm telling you now, prepare yourselves. We've got chickens and we get a few eggs. I hope my daughter's picking them up. We don't have a milking cow, but I want one. And I want a couple of hogs. What will you do when you go? Little bit back yonder, who's the biggest one of them all? He's almost as big as his brother, Thomas. I don't know what he'd do if he couldn't get bacon in the morning. So I got to have a hog, just in case. What will you do? I'm telling you now, prepare yourselves. Let's continue, because my time is short here. Verse 6, in his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. The Lord Jesus. And then the prophet says, Jeremiah in verse 9, mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine hath overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. And their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Wherefore, wait a minute, let's back up. We're not going to get through today. There's no need to try, but for both prophet and priest. In other words, the preachers of the land, the pastors that's pastoring the churches are profane. What does that mean? They're evil. If you're not preaching the truth of God's word, I don't care what you call yourself, and I don't care if you stand behind the holy desk, the sacred desk, you're profane and you're evil. If you're not preaching the truth of God's word. If you're preaching that easy believism, come down the aisle and accept Jesus. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal, or Baal, however you want to call it, and caused my people, Israel, to err. But we are Israel people today. We're spiritual Israel. We're the spiritual seeds of Abraham. And the lying preachers standing behind the sacred desk have caused God's people to err, to go astray. And I can tell just from the people that I talk to when I go to town and to the store and different places, I can tell that a lot of those people, I truly believe, are God's people who haven't taken the seriousness of reading the book and understanding that what the idiot behind the desk is saying is a lie. Now, I started reading the book when I was 12 years old. And when I was 18 years old, I realized in that modern day Baptist church that I call home, I realized that what I was hearing from the pulpit wasn't what I was reading from the book. You better be doing the same. Read the book and make sure that what's in the book is what's coming from the preacher's mouth. And if it's not, run him off. Now your congregation will go away quickly. They don't want to hear the truth. That's the reason your preacher is preaching what he is. He's preaching what the people want to hear. That's why they keep coming. And that's why you have large congregations. Is because he's preaching what they want to hear, not what the book says. He don't preach against sin and against sodomy and adultery and fornication and all the other things that are contrary to the will of God. He will not preach those, because it might offend somebody and they won't come back. You know how I feel about that. I've seen folly. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery. You can consider that adultery either way you want to. They were either whoremongering, filthy prophets and priests in Jerusalem, or they were preaching falsehoods. More than likely, it was that they were preaching falsehoods. But they were also probably like Phineas and what was his brother's name? Eli's boys. They were like them. They were whoremongers and laying with people in the doors of the temple. A horrible thing. They commit adultery. They walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers by their preaching and by their examples that they set before them. They strengthen the hands of the evildoers the way they're doing today. If you're not preaching the truth of God's word, you're strengthening the hands of the evildoers and you're causing them to be even worse. And you're leading God's people astray. Woe unto you, preachers! You lying jokers. I hope God's wrath comes upon you. And me too, if I don't preach the truth of God's word. I hope He strikes you down. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. A bunch of perverts, sodomites, queers, call them whatever you want to. That's what, not me saying it, that's what the book says. I just read it from the book. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. Hello? From the Gulf Coast to the lakes of wherever it is, Michigan. From the Atlantic to the Pacific, we are petrified. We are pitiful. The whole nation, can you expect anything else other than the judgment of God to come upon this place? It's a coming. It's a coming. And we are going to be here. God's going to save His people. Yes, some of us will die. People that are dumb like I am and will not keep their mouth shut, we will die. But that's okay. That day's already appointed. That day's already appointed. And I will not shut up. I will not quit preaching the truth. I'm going to die anyway. I'm already 63. Be 64 soon if I make it to September. What you going to do? Shoot me? I'm already an old man. I would like to see my babies grow up. Keep feeding them bacon. And a little bit back there with that red head. Giving her yoo-hoos. But it matters not. It's not more important than preaching the truth of God's word. Wouldn't you rather die preaching the gospel than you had die of cancer or COVID or anything else? What a wonderful way to go. Look, they just think them Muslims is crazy and strapping bombs to themselves and killing Americans and anybody that they consider a somebody help me, infidel. Anybody that's not a Muslim, they consider an infidel, and their book, the Quran, says kill them. So they want to kill all of us. They will give you an opportunity to swear allegiance to Muhammad and Allah. They all go into hell. When that idiot blew himself up and thought he was going to get seven virgins, what do you think he thought when he opened his eyes, being tormented within the flames of hell's fire? Where are my seven virgins now, you idiot? Well, my time's about up here. I will feed them wormwood. You see what happens? God's judgment. It's always been this way, people. Just read the book. Start over there in Genesis and read the book. And you will see people that turn themselves from keeping the commandments of God. God's judgment come on them. And we read it last week in Jude. And in 2 Peter, he said, the example so that people that will live ungodly will know God's judgment's coming upon them. Wake up! I mean, the whole Bible is filled with God's judgment coming upon ungodly people. And this nation is an ungodly nation. And preachers have caused it to be so because they wanted masses come into their church and they quit preaching against things that might offend them. I don't care if you're offended by the truth or not. I don't care. If you're offended by the truth, you're just offended. It doesn't change the truth. One more verse. And we're going to read the whole chapter before we're through. I thought I'd get through today, but see, that ain't going to happen. Verse 16, thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. Now, you could change that word to preachers in today's language, because today it's called preachers. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts is the Lord of everything. He's the God that created everything. He's the Lord of everything. Hearken not unto the words of the preachers that preach unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They're lying to you. Don't listen to the preachers. Read the book. And do what the book says. And call the lying preacher what he is. A lying preacher. Let's go get ready for the hurricane. But more than that, get ready for the judgment of God that's coming upon this pitiful, evil, ungodly nation of ours. You can see that it's coming. You see what we've got in Washington. And I'm not just talking about the Democrats. I'm not trying to get political with you. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Every one of them up there is evil. Doesn't matter what they call themselves. Have you noticed we got a two-party system? And they always seem to get what they both want. So I'm not raising one up over the other. They're all lying, filthy trash. And God's judgment's about to come upon this nation because of lying preachers. Lord, have mercy upon us. Brother Pappy, would you ask the Lord's blessings on us and we'll be dismissed.
Father, I thank you, Mr. Lord, that we